only here colors to do everything, and by its simplification, a grander style to things is to be suggestive here first of rest or of sleep in general. In a word, looking at the picture ought to rest the brain, or rather the imagination.
Art flows from the soul, twists through the consciousness, and decorates life with its beauty.
It's this object, and you can lose yourself in the wonderfulness of the object, but then the object goes away and stops being an object. It just becomes a window or a mirror. And that's what I think the work has become gradually. It's changed.
I think a lot of people think the harder something is, the more like legitimate it is, which is not, that doesn't make any sense. Artists have always been trying to make things easier on themselves. That's why, like, instead of crushing pigment and mixing pigment ourselves, most artists buy paint in a tube. It's why, like, you can now buy canvas that is already stretched and primed, you know. Like, there's nothing wrong with making your process easier, especially if it means you can make more art.
Sometimes art is everywhere on the street if you look at architecture places or everything, so you really don't need to go to a museum to see art. Could be anywhere, and I don't know, in a park or looking at buildings or going to the movies. So I think the everyday life.
And in that same vein, it's also a way for us to, you know, for us as artists to explore and to understand things that are important to us, you know? Because like art is so largely the person that you are and the experiences and the life that you've led, you know, like every single piece of artwork that you make has a little bit of that. Even if you're not explicitly trying to, you know, make that known, it just kind of finds its way in there.
What is art? Is it the idea? Is it the concept? Can an artist just have the idea and not make the object?
Can art be pure philosophy, pure theory?
Exactly.